Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Idea Man.
Because it was our off day, it was a Tuesday, then we went in on Wednesday, and none of us as players, coaches, had any concept of what was going to happen.
Innovator.
Just the raw emotions of being at Lambeau Field that night, and when Chris Gizzi, you know, who had served our country, carried that flag out.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Trying to get back to some normalcy, and everybody was in it together. It was a really powerful night at Lambeau.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tausch, you've been checking in with this Brewers Prep Rally. They're selling, you know, season tickets or playoff tickets early. They're giving away brats. I mean, it's a mob scene. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I think all of us as Wisconsin sports fans and obviously Brewer fans, excited. And now the fact that these tickets are available, I've seen a little bit of it. But exciting way to kind of launch this thing and get everybody fired up for postseason baseball.
Hey, so Tausch, Coach LaFleur says that they won't know until Sunday morning whether or not Jordan Love will play. What did he say, Vince, that Love said, if Love tells him, hey, I'm good to go, then yeah. Okay, then they'll play. Does it really work that way? Can you really switch an installation of your offense 2 hours before game time?
I think in this case, when you're dealing with a star quarterback, yes, the players know, you know, that you'll have both kind of game plans in, and you'll make a few minor adjustments, but you're not going to, like last week, they obviously knew that Malik Willis was going to be the quarterback. They put in, you know, some one back. They did just a ton of different things that they were going to kind of tailor to what Malik Willis was going to do. As far as the Jordan Love thing, yeah, I mean, with Brett, with Aaron, there would be opportunities. You'd go all week, and I can remember one time Aaron never threw. We were worried that his shoulder was all jacked up, and he went down to the Hudson Center probably 3 hours before kick. None of us knew if he was actually going to be playing. So for the most part, yes, I think most guys, you have a general idea, and if you're not a star, if you're not healthy, you're not playing. But with Jordan, I think they're going to give him every opportunity that if he is able to go, you make those adjustments, the team makes the adjustments, and you just go play.
You know, I felt really good about this game, regardless, whether it's Willis or Jordan Love, as we face the Titans. One thing that worries me about it, Tausch, is the statistic of what happens to teams that start the season 0-3. Not good for a playoff run. The Titans are 0-2 right now and are going to be fighting for their lives.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be desperate, and I think, you know, that's always the thing you worry about, because the NFL, the margin is so small, but Will Levis is not good right now. He is a turnover machine, and with Jeff Hafley's defense creating the turnovers that they've been able to do, I think Green Bay will have to really struggle, and, you know, this uncertainty at quarterback, and, you know, if Malik Willis has to play, are they going to – I don't think you're going to be able to run the football as effectively. So is he going to be able to take that kind of next step and make plays with his arm? We don't know that answer. So there is uncertainty, but I don't think Tennessee is very good. So when you factor that in, I'm not overly worried either. But you know what? When you're not worried, that's when you should be worried.
Speaking of worried.
Kind of profound, huh?
Yeah, that is profound.
Well, you know what? Nashville's a great, fun city. I know Packer fans flock down there. And I believe the last time that we went down, the crowd, a huge crowd, and by the third quarter, Tennessee was routing us. I think we bounced out of there. So there's all kinds of issues that can go on when you factor in Nashville and everything else. But, man, I just think Green Bay is a lot better. But I'm guessing Monday there's a chance we could be talking and say, how did this happen? And that's the beauty of the NFL.
Okay, I just want to ask again: are you quite well? You've been subdued this week. Are you being held against your will in any way? Or
I've blinked twice. Well, I'm out west, and it's 5:50 a.m. So I'm not being like super loud like I normally am. So I'm maybe a little subdued, but
okay. All right.
I'll crank it up next week.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You sound great. I almost feel like I would like to have you read me a book at this level of volume.
I'm not going to lie to you. I am doing okay, but I really appreciate the fact you feel like I'm a hostage.
just want to make sure. Like, is there something you need to tell us? Can we help you?
I really wish I was on video so that you'd know that I'm okay. But I am okay.
All right. Send us a picture with today's paper.
Okay. See ya.